We are getting new information on exactly who received federal money that was meant to help small businesses avoid layoffs in the pandemic. According to new data from the Small Business Administration, a number of companies with connections to the president and powerful politicians from both parties got loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. And now there are ethical questions. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is here. And Claudia, let's start with people or companies close to the president who got the loans.
Sure. First, we should note that this information is coming from a federal data release issued yesterday. NPR has reported that the Small Business Administration released this list of businesses who pulled loans between $150,000 and $10 million through the program. And members of Congress, media organizations were part of the group pressuring this release. And what we saw overall is restaurants, car dealers, lawyers were among the businesses that borrowed most for these programs. That said, we saw businesses connected to politicians, including the president, were among those receiving these loans. The Washington Post, for example, reported a Trump Organization partner in a hotel and residential tower in Waikiki, Hawaii, received a loan from the Paycheck Protection Program in the range of $2 million to $5 million. Now, what we understand is that this hotel and tower isn't owned by Trump or his company. Basically, this company, they are called Iron Gate ASREP. They use the Trump name under license from Trump. And so this is how they operate. And also reported by the Washington Post, we also confirmed as well with NPR, is that companies owned by the family of Jared Kushner. This is Trump's son-in-law, the White House senior advisor. They also received several of these loans. One of those companies, for example, is Princeton Forestal. This is a company that works in real estate, the hotel business. And Princeton looked to get a loan of anywhere from $1 to $2 billion.
Wow. Let's go
through. $2 million. I'm not sure if that was clear.
No, thank you. Yeah, thank you. $2 million. $2 million with an M. Let's go through just a few more here. There's a company that appears to be connected to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, received at least $6 million. And it's not just Republicans. There are companies that have ties to the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi who got a loan. So did the research arm of the Congressional Black Caucus. What do we know about lawmakers benefiting?
So in terms of lawmakers, we understand from reporting from The Washington Post, Politico, Bloomberg News have said that businesses with ties to nearly 10 members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, as you noted, including Speaker Pelosi, received loans through this program. For example, Bloomberg News reported on this one case involving Pelosi's husband. This is Paul Pelosi. He is a minor passive investor in the firm, is what an aide told us. The name of the firm is EDI Associates. This is an investment company. And Pelosi's aide told Bloomberg News that he was not involved in the loan or even aware of the loan. However, this company did get a loan from PPP in the range of $350,000 to $1 million. And
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, but people may be thinking, look, as long as these companies are keeping people employed, who cares? There's no real law prohibiting them from getting money in this case. But do you see any signs of wrongdoing, especially because, you know, a lot of businesses weren't able to get these loans?
Right. We are seeing that a lot of businesses were left behind with the PPP program. And that's that we don't have data on demographics, for example, in terms of minority-owned businesses. We're still not clear who has missed out on these loans. That all said, we've heard that argument as well. These loans, in the end, were aimed towards keeping folks employed, and the program has been very successful in that sense. And lawmakers are now talking about a new relief aid that could include new funding for the PPP program, and perhaps it could include some new requirements in terms of who gets them. So in terms of wrongdoing, we don't have any kind of official clarity that anything like that happened there as of yet. But it's something that we're hearing from lawmakers they want to have addressed.
Right. NPR's Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks for having me.